Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you're here as in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Josh Heupel said that he's excited for the guys and their landing spots in the NFL draft. But he went on to say that the success of Tennessee's recent run of NFL draft picks over the past 3 years, in which they've had 13 players drafted, the most in a three-year run since 2005, 2002, 2007, when they had 14 players drafted. He said that, quote, speaks to what we're doing. Now, the gigantic, insane, ridiculous flaw in Josh Heupel saying that is that 11 of the 13 players that have been drafted since Josh Heupel took over at Tennessee were signed by Jeremy Pruitt. So for Josh Heupel to say it speaks to what we're doing, the truth of the matter is the only credit he could maybe take on that is the actual development. And I don't want to take that away from him, but some of these players that made it into the NFL draft, a la Hendon Hooker, were players he never even wanted to be involved with in the first place. So, I mean, and if it wasn't for Hendon Hooker, if he had started Joe Milton like he wanted to in 2021, I can guarantee you Jalin Hyatt wouldn't have been drafted and Cedric Tillman wouldn't have been drafted. So I think it's a little bizarre for him to say it quote, speaks to what we're doing when Jeremy Pruitt was the one who signed a lot of those guys.
That's true. Let's set it up. Today's tough question is now, and it's brought to you by Rick Terry Jewelry Design.
Today's tough question. Take a side.
Take a stand.
The Dave Hooker Show, a presentation of OffTheHookSports.com.
Let's bring John Adams in here. His appearance brought to you by Newbert Collision Center. And John, I ask you, is Josh Heupel taking too much credit for NFL success and NFL draftees when he didn't bring even half of those guys in that have been drafted in the past 3 years? What are your thoughts initially? And welcome to the program.
And I think he should get credit for it, certainly with Hendon Hooker. I know he didn't start him initially, but he was a perfect fit for this offense, and it brought out the best in him. I mean, he wasn't going to get drafted staying in Virginia Tech, I don't think. Also, when you look at his wideouts, Cedric Tillman and Jalin Hyatt were just, they were kind of fading away under Jeremy Pruitt. So although Heupel didn't sign them, I thought he made them NFL draftable. So I think it's okay for him to take success. When he does that too, you got to promote your program. That's kind of what he's doing.
Yeah, and John, would you rather have a guy that's a great developer of players, or would you rather have a guy that is a great recruiter? I could make a realistic argument for either one.
If they're making more than $9 million a year, they should be both.
Fair enough. Caleb, jump in there. What do you think? More than $9 million a year. That definitely puts you in a different expectations bracket.
So let me, make the best case for what John Adams is saying real quick, which is that if you look at this past year's NFL draft, if you look at the history of programs that have had draft success, it's actually much more about the team success and the coaching and the developing than it was the recruiting. There have been plenty of coaches who have recruited great talent and then didn't win with it, and then coaches who did more with less. Just for context, Alabama didn't have anybody taken in the 2008 draft after Nick Saban's first year. There was a belief that they had very limited talent, but they had five guys go, I believe, the next year, and then they had a ton of guys go. I think it was like nine the year after that. I don't think they have 14 players from the team. Those were all from the team that Nick Saban took over in 2007. I'm pretty sure if Nick Saban doesn't have the early success he had in 08 and 09, they're not going to have those 14 players get drafted. So I will give you, John, that I'm pretty sure if Jeremy Pruitt is still head coach at Tennessee, those 13 players, the 11 that he signed, most of them are probably not getting drafted. But
I think if Jeremy, excuse me, go ahead.
No. Actually, go ahead on that.
No, I was just going to say if Jeremy Pruitt was still at Tennessee, I'm not sure Tennessee would have a football program.
There's a lot of truth to that in the amount of NCAA issues they were committing. I also don't have any reason to think that Jeremy Pruitt would develop offensive players. I'm sure he could turn Arian Carter into an incredible linebacker, edge rusher. I'm sure he could do the same for James Pierce, but I don't have any reason to believe he could develop guys that can do much more than play the run in the box or rush the passer. Points.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Certain portions of the program brought to you by Rick Terry Jewelry Design. They want to be your jeweler looking for affordable game day jewelry. How about the Fire Opals, a Tennessee tradition? RickTerryJewelry.com. RickTerryJewelry.com. As a matter of fact, John, I would gamble on the fact that he's not going to be able to develop a quarterback or running back or an offensive lineman. He better hire the right guys. And coaches know what's going on behind the scenes. So I don't think he would have ever been able to hire the right guys because they knew he was cheating.
Yeah, I don't think we wanted to turn this into Jeremy Pruitt's a bashing show, but maybe that's okay.
Well, let me ask you this. Whether it's Pruitt, Pruitt's selection of prospects, whether it is Josh Heupel's development of them, Caleb, let me start with you, and then I'm going to ask John the same question. Are we officially to the point where the production from the NFL, for whatever reason it is, and most kids aren't going to do the research, Caleb, that you do to find out who recruited who, is it a hands-down, no-argument positive for Tennessee moving forward in recruiting?
I don't know if I wouldn't say the production in the NFL is, although the production in the NFL helps because
we're not production in the NFL. We're not that far. Just getting selected. Sorry.
Yes, getting selected. I would say that is because I would say this. The mark of a good coach, and this is the truth, is if players get drafted higher than they should. The mark of a bad coach is if players get drafted lower than they should. It was an indictment on Jeremy Pruitt and Butch Jones that Trey Smith and Alvin Kamara fell so low in the draft in their respective drafts. So I do think it is a positive, because if you're a good coach and doing your job, there's going to be a lot of busts from your program because NFL scouts are going to want to draft them because they produce for you.
John, I don't think that most of these kids know who recruited who. I think they look at the past couple of years and they're like, man, 13 or whatever the number is to the NFL. That is in line with any of the best programs in the nation. I'm not saying it's as elite as Georgia, but those numbers at least don't pale in comparison to other programs anymore like they used to.
No, they're not. Recruits aren't doing that kind of research. They could figure out that Nick Saban put a lot of guys in the NFL. They knew that. And Kirby Smart in Georgia seem to be doing the same thing. Ohio State does okay at that. But, yeah, they're not going deep into any of this. One of the issues now, though, with this, when talking about players that used to be the key thing, would be, can a coach get me or can a program get you to the NFL? I think a lot of times now players are just looking at their NIL deal. Who's got the best, who offers them the most right now, and they're taking that, and they're not worried about what's coming next.
Can't imagine being that short-sighted, but I think you're probably right. Yeah. I think there are some guys that do that.
Well, sure.
I mean, probably the majority, actually.
Yeah. Do you think a lot of these guys are thinking where they're going to be in 10 years? Are you kidding me?
Well, I mean, somebody asked me, he said, why would somebody take $50,000 more to play for a coach with an okay history of sending people to the NFL as opposed to taking a Saban-like discount? I know he's not coaching anymore. And it could be $50,000. That this person's parents may not make $50,000 combined as a household income. I mean, I'm not saying it's the right move, but I understand if you're destitute, how you would make this short-term move.
Also, I mean, $50,000, you can get a better car, a sports car with that.
You can. And I've seen recently where Brew McCoy will take you for a ride in his Hellcat, if you would like to. Boy, yeah. Wouldn't that be a disaster if Brew McCoy took you for a ride in his Hellcat and there was some sort of traffic accident? Surely, what could go wrong? That won't happen.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.